This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Our correspondent Scott Tong was down in Venezuela a couple of months ago, and he brought back stories of what it's like to live in a lopsided economy, an economy where oil is basically the only thing an entire country has going for it. Well, there is new news out of Caracas and the rest of that economy as well about how much worse it's gotten just since this past spring. Looting, food riots, shortages of virtually everything. Girish Gupta is the Reuters correspondent in Caracas. Girish, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
When you go out and walk the streets of Caracas today, what does it look like? What's the scene?
It's a very tense situation in Caracas right now and all across Venezuela. What do I see? I see supermarket queues. I see lines of people in their hundreds or their thousands just standing outside supermarkets here in the sun. And it's pretty horrific to see. And it's not just at, you know, at the poorest parts of town. It's all over the city and all over the country. And what really surprised me here, and I've been here for 5 years reporting on Venezuela, covered protests and so on, I've never seen the levels of hunger that I've seen in the last couple of weeks. I saw a food riot the other day, just in Caracas itself, actually, and people were telling me they hadn't eaten for a day or two. There was one woman in her 50s who said she had an egg the previous morning. It was now the afternoon of the following day. It's pretty extreme stuff, and that sadly wasn't abnormal. People are desperately hungry. They don't care about politics. They don't care about economics. They want food, and that's dangerous for the government here.
Is it just low oil prices combined with years and years of economic mismanagement? I mean, is it that simple?
Yes, ultimately it is. It's quite extreme. The price and currency controls here essentially mean that importers can't get goods in because they can't get hard currency. No one's producing in this country anymore, and it's just come to a head now because oil prices have fallen so much. And it's also that the big issue is that Venezuela obtains around 94-95% of its foreign income from oil. That's right. A huge percentage. So as soon as the prices drop, they cannot feed these currency controls. They cannot give money to importers. And sadly, people are hungry.
What's the government done, the government of President Nicolas Maduro?
The government of Nicolas Maduro, who is not popular right now, they are really struggling, and he's nothing like his predecessor, Hugo Chavez. I mean, these policies did come in under Hugo Chavez's tenure, but of course he had the benefit of high oil prices, and he also had the benefit of charisma. Maduro doesn't really have either, so it's been very difficult for him. They are implementing new strategies, new policies, but it's essentially the same thing we've seen before, and they're not working.
The black market probably functions. If you have cash, you can get goods, yeah?
The black market is the idea of, you know, if people can get these price controlled goods, which they really do struggle to do now, then they can pay 5, 10, 100 times what they're worth at that price controlled rate. I'm earning foreign currency. I'm earning a standard wage in the US or UK, and there's a lot of stuff I can't get. It's not because it's too expensive, it's because you cannot get it here. So if I can't get it with my wage, which is far more than, say, $15, $20 a month on the black market rate, which a lot of local people are earning, then what chance do they have?
Right. Those folks, the people who can't get the goods no matter the price, the people standing in line by the hundreds and thousands, what do they say when you ask them where this goes from here? What do they think is going to happen?
No one's thinking long term, not the government nor the people on the streets. This needs a short term solution. If you hadn't eaten breakfast, the previous day, you're not thinking about economic policy or where this goes or whether you're going to support a recall referendum launched by an opposition that doesn't have much support in itself. You're thinking about where to get food. And it's, I hate to say it, but it really is very different from the protests we saw back in 2014. This is genuine desire for change and necessity for change.
Girish Gupta, we got him down in Caracas. He is the Reuters correspondent there. Girish, thank you very much.
Thank you.